In his annual State of the City report, Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis said that council members have heard the resounding concerns from residents about sewers, roads, and energy systems, especially in light of the quickly expanding downtown developments. Finding the funding for the upgrades will be a priority during the upcoming budget sessions.
All of our infrastructure is aging. We do not have a method to replace it on the cycle time it really needs. And so we will be exploring those in more detail this year as we work through the budget process.
Columbia added $300,000 for street resurfacing and reduced the cycle time to 47 years. Mathis said a property tax increase could make room in the budget to update the infrastructure. It would also provide a more steady stream of revenue for the city. He also said the city's violent crime index is the lowest it's been in 20 years, and although three police officers were added to the force last year, the department still needs more hires.
Unfortunately, we live in a very low-tax city and a very low-tax state, and we are across the board and throughout the entire organization 30% understaffed, and that's true in police and it's true in fire department.
On the jobs front, Mathis says Columbia attracted $7 million in new investments and 225 new jobs. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.